Hey there, everybody. James Hilliard back with you, and joining me on Connection Point today is Anthony Giadomenico. He is a senior security strategist for FortiGuard Labs at Fortinet, Inc. And on this episode of Connection Point, we're going to continue our discussion with Fortinet on health IT security, including detection and prevention strategies and their advanced threat protection solutions for healthcare organizations. Tony, appreciate you taking time to join us today. Unfortunately, there are a lot of data breaches being reported in healthcare this year. Silly question, but let's dive in right here. Can we make our networks 100% bulletproof?
I mean, I guess a short answer is no. I think what we can shoot for is actually having multiple layers of security, right? With the main goal of being able to reduce the risk of a potential compromise as much as possible. I mean, we can never be 100% secure. And everyone's always said it's not a matter of if, but when, right? I mean, so it's going to happen. I mean, you just look at some of the numbers out there. I mean, it's 100 million records have been sort of stolen this year to date. That number is going to continue to increase as well. And one of the reasons, you hear in the news these days a lot of the, you know, the targeted attacks, which is more the, you know, larger scale ones, but the volume, you know, some of the things that we see in our threat labs, the volume is continuing to increase over and over. And the reason, it's a cybercrime ecosystem. I mean, we have these affiliate programs that, you know, no longer is there a barrier entry to getting a license, you know, cybercrime. You really only need to have sort of two things. You don't need to be an expert anymore. All you really need to know is where to access some of these services. And they're being marketed all over the internet, so it's kind of fairly easy. And number two, you got to have a little bit of money, right? So once you have that, you know, very easy to actually get into a life of cybercrime. Now, the other thing I wanted to sort of talk about also is in that cybercrime ecosystem, you kind of got the evasion techniques. The evasion techniques are becoming more and more sophisticated, and that's really kind of the crux of the problem that we're having out there today, right? Because these evasion techniques are basically masking the maliciousness of these, you know, particular files, and they're going right through a lot of our, you know, defensive systems these days.
And Tony, you're on the front lines of being a researcher out there. You and your colleagues even know that you don't know about all the threats, right? The underground, the bad guys, they know, but some of those haven't been exploited yet. So researchers still trying to figure out, is it going to come from here? Is it going to come from here? Where's that next attack coming? So for healthcare organizations, kind of what type of solutions, mindset do they have to have in mind to deal with this issue of those unknown threats?
I think first thing that a lot of these organizations need to, you know, make sure that they have is they have good vendor technology that allows them to actually protect and detect against the known threats that are out there in the wild, right? That, you know, the threats that are kind of being seen on the internet actually today. And then there's the unknown threats that you talked about. How can an organization sort of deal with that? I talked about the multiple layers of defenses. There's a relatively new, you know, technology out there today called sandbox technology. So we're seeing more and more organizations integrate the sandbox technology into their networks. And basically what the sandbox technology allows you to do is being able to detect the unknown, you know, threats that are out there. They basically will execute the, you know, particular malware in a safe environment, or should I say the potential, you know, malware in a very safe environment. And this is the key thing. Once the malware is executed, that's when it exposes itself, right? So no matter how advanced the evasion techniques are, at some point, the malware has to execute, and that's where it exposes itself. And that's what sandbox technology has the ability to identify when that, you know, maliciousness is actually happening.
And of course, you know, I think a lot of us know these sandboxes, Tony, right? A machine on the network, it's vulnerable, the attacks can attack that machine, but ultimately that machine is not connected at all to patient care, so there's no risk to patients there.
No, not at all. It's just sitting passively on the network, so it's not really interrupting any of the patient care flow data whatsoever. That's kind of the beauty of it. You know, oftentimes when you want to integrate a newer technology, that's the first thing that the IT guy is going to ask, is it going to disrupt my business service? If so, you know, they start thinking twice about, you know, how are they going to implement this? But in this case, you know, something that's very non-intrusive and something you can, you know, put in your network and, you know, you can just kind of test it out.
Tony, often when we have these conversations about, you know, any type of security, there's the people, the process, and the technology kind of mix there. Let's take a little time and talk about the people part. What are you seeing that healthcare organizations are doing to build a culture of prevention?
Yeah, you asked the question about, can we be 100% secure? And the answer was no. And then how do we actually help make things better? You know, we talked about different technologies, you know, the sandbox technology. But really, at the end of the day, you've got these IT and security sort of teams within your environment. They cannot do it alone, right? So this is basically a sort of a group effort, right? So everybody, employees, all the users within the organization have to be on the same team. And you have to create a culture of security, meaning your awareness training program, your user awareness training program has to be more robust. You have to make sure that the users understand that the IT and security folks aren't trying to inhibit what you're sort of doing on a day-to-day basis and make your job harder. They're trying to make it easier and make you more secure so you can be more effective in your job. So ultimately, it's a group effort. You know, oftentimes these larger organizations will actually bring in sort of, change consultants, be able to come in and figure out how to actually change the actual culture of the environment, because at the end of the day, we're all on the same team, and we all want to make sure we keep the bad guys out of our own organization. It's not just the IT and security folks. It's the entire organization that's going to help actually do that.
So piggybacking on kind of the people, once we've got that, the culture, the people focused on security, I've heard next step really focus on prioritizing what technology, what processes can we protect first, because we can't protect everything all at once.
Yeah, I think... you know, if you look at the end of the day, we only have a certain amount of budget to actually spend on security. So what you really want to do is understand the actual critical assets and the critical systems that reside within your environment. Those are the ones that you want to be able to protect, right? So if you can identify those, isolate them in what we refer to as enclaves, you can provide better protection. You can provide better visibility as you start to reduce the avenues of approach, meaning there's only, you know, so many ways to actually get to those systems. It's a lot easier to monitor those systems, because at the end of the day, I know this is a hard kind of pill to swallow here, but you cannot protect everything in your environment. You got to understand the actual key components within your environment and focus on protecting and securing those things.
Tony, I've got some contact information for the audience in just a moment, but I promised we would get into the Advanced Threat Protection Framework from Fortinet. So let's talk about this kind of tool set and how it's helping protect the healthcare industry.
So the key thing here, there's, you know, a couple pillars. One, obviously, we want to be able to prevent all the known threats that are out there today. And we do a super good job with that with our threat intelligence and our FortiGuard. We'll talk a little bit more about that later. But, you know, once you're preventing things, the other thing now is, how are you able to detect the unknown? And that's what we talked about with our sandbox technology. And then finally, that last piece is, once you detect it, obviously, okay, you end up getting an alert, but you got to do something about it, right? You got to be able to mitigate it. So that's where our technologies come together. They're all working together in harmony to be able to provide those three pillars, the prevention, the detection, and the mitigation. You know, from a prevention perspective, we got our FortiGate, our FortiMail appliance, our FortiWeb, and our FortiClient. And from a detection point of view, it's our FortiSandbox that's able to detect this stuff, throw the information that is found up to our threat intelligence cloud. That information then gets sent back down into all of our, you know, prevention systems, and ultimately helps mitigate the particular threat that was unknown, but now, in a matter of minutes, now it's known and you have protections against that particular unknown threat.
Hey, Tony, do appreciate the conversation here today, sir, as we kind of kick things off, right? We can't prevent everything, but definitely good conversation so that those within healthcare can really be aware of and start preparing for these threats out there. Again, Tony, appreciate your time. Folks, appreciate you joining us here as well on this episode of Connection Point. Hope you tune in again. If you are interested in learning more about Fortinet solutions, as well as the security services that PC Connection Inc. can offer to your healthcare organization, then I invite you to visit pcconnection.com/healthcare. You can also give us a phone call, 1-800-395-8685. And if you want to send us an email, happy to receive that. It is connect@pcconnection.com. For Tony, again, my name is James Hilliard. We do look forward to talking to you all down the road.